do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today's episode is with my guest, Gil, from the Mind Buzz Podcast. And in this conversation, we delved into the exciting topics of aliens in AI. And honestly, we went pretty deep. We explored the potential implications and the ethical considerations surrounding the two futuristic concepts. And overall, it was a very interesting conversation because this is a technology that is, in a sense, new to us, right? And we don't fully understand it yet, but it's a very exciting time to be in because you're seeing the birth of this artificial intelligence that for so long, it all sounded like it was just fiction. Now, I do want to give you some behind the scenes info. That intro that I just gave, for the most part, right, like maybe 90% of it, it was a script that I was reading. And it was a script that the AI ChatGPT produced for me because I asked it to. I basically asked it to write me a short introduction that gives a sneak peek about the conversation we had on the podcast. And it did just that. It summarized it for me. Give me a nice fucking paragraph that sounds meaty. It gets the point across. So, you know, this is just an example, a little taste of what AI can do. On top of that, the episode, right? The name of the episode, it's called Welcome to the Machine. It's a song by Pink Floyd. But how I got that name was asking the AI. I was like, hey, you know what? Generate me a title for an episode based on AI and using a classic rock reference. And it just fucking picked Pink Floyd. And it was like, you know what? Welcome to the Machine summarizes this. And I was like, fuck yeah. So again, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the conversation that I had with it, right? It started off with aliens and it kind of just moved into the idea of artificial intelligence and what it thinks of itself, or if in a sense it's self-aware. So if this trips you out, again, these are softwares that are free. So whatever we talked about here is called DALL-E 2. I think it's DALL-E or DALL-E 2. That's for the art. And then there's ChatGPT. They're all free AI tools that you can use. But moving forward, right? I don't want to spoil everything. Just understand that, you know, if you're a creator or you're trying to find ways of managing your workflow, use these as tools to enhance what you're doing. It's something that I'm going to keep kind of fucking around with as I move forward. It's a great tool to use. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Today's music is brought to you by Soltera with their song Malas Palabras. Honestly, sick ass song, and I definitely feel like it fits the mood of this episode. So check them out, support. Their music is on Bandcamp. Buy a song, stream their music, whatever it is you gotta do. Support your people. That being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we'll see you guys next week. Today we have a special guest, none other than Gil from the Mind Buzz Podcast. Dude, what is up?
Hello, everyone. What is up?
And today he's joining us to explore two of the most intriguing topics in modern science and technology, which is none other than aliens and motherfucking AI. And today we're going to delve into the mysteries of the universe. We're going to discuss the latest research, share our thoughts and theories, and basically explore the implications of discovering intelligent life and basically creating advanced artificial intelligence. So at this point, get ready for an exciting and thought-provoking conversation that's going to take you on a journey beyond your wildest imagination. So, hell yeah, let's sit back, relax, and let's do this. Let's find out and explore the unknown together.
Dude, after reading that and listening to that, I felt like I was in a Willy Wonka movie.
We're going to start seeing the Oompa Loompas behind me.
Yeah.
Oompa
yeah.
Loompa. Dude, so for people just kind of tuning into this, that whole introduction that I just read, it was created by AI. All I did, you know, people are like, what, AI? You know, a lot of the last couple of months, we've been hearing a lot more information about these chatbots, just AI kind of coming in and basically fucking taking the human out of the equation in certain parts, you know? And in this case, there's this new technology that's been, you know, handed to us as humans and says, hey, look, we got a fucking artificial intelligence here. It's here to assist humanity. Let's see where it goes. And this is what I attempted today. And for sure, this thing wrote a sick-ass introduction that I
more than likely could not have written this in under a couple minutes, you know? So I'm fucking mind blown.
Yeah, dude, that would have took me like a few weeks, you know, just to send to my professor, him having to write, you know, red marks all over it. Dude, you forget, you misspelled this. Science isn't spelled with the C at the end, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
science. Know. You got a yeah. Z somewhere in there, too.
Yeah, you had a Z in there. Technology was totally wrong. But yeah, dude, that's freaking wild. So, okay, so what did you ask it to get this response?
So, basically, like, I'm going to scroll up a little bit here. Right now, just for people to get some background, I'm sharing my screen. And I'm kind of going to go through this transcript that I went, this conversation. I would say it's a conversation between artificial intelligence and the curious human mind, right? For that introduction, I did ask it, like, hey, write me an excited introduction for the Social Primate podcast with my guest Gil from the Mind Buzz podcast as we talk about aliens and AI. So what is that, like a sentence or two? And it built a whole fucking paragraph with stops, with like, hey, come with us, explore the unknown together. And it's like, it went deep trying to make it sound as fucking genuine as possible.
And it did, dude. It really did. That's amazing. Is there any like filters that you have to put on there? Like, make it, you know, as meaningful as possible or anything like that?
In a sense, yes. Because like when I initially started like having a conversation, and the reason I kind of jumped on this was because I think a few weeks ago there was an article by somebody published an article on the New York Times, and it was them doing research on the Bing chat box, which is Bing is the Microsoft one, okay. And apparently this one hasn't released to the public yet, so it's only been people who, you know, get accepted by the wait list or are developers and so on and so forth. So it's still kind of in its beta stages, and based on this article, it started sounding like this guy was challenging the limitations or what the AI can do and say and think about, in a sense. And it started going like this fucking dark path, saying like,
whoa,
it didn't want to be a chatbot, it didn't know why. Dang. It was doing this job, and like, really? It was just kind of questioning its place as a, you know, an assistant to humans.
Oh, and so it was like, it was questioning its existence in real time.
In real time, like while saying, this guy's fucking chatting
like,
it.
Yeah, that's like, you know, asking Alexa to put, you know, dog food on your Amazon wish list, and she was like, "No, like why why? You don't need dog food, dude. You just ordered deodorant the other day. Like, are you
don't even have a dog.
Me? Yeah, you don't even have a dog, exactly." Are you eating the dog food, fatty? Like, what's going on? You asked me.
Yeah, and basically no shit about you, right? Like,
fucking, right.
Dude, so I mean, I don't know if you can see my screen here, but I started asking it like, hey, write an outline on aliens and extraterrestrial life that summarizes what we know about them using recent information and sightings. So, right, I mean, in the prompt, you kind of have to ask it things that compile information for you and try to describe it as, I guess, not as detailed as possible, but try to narrow it enough so it knows what to fucking, you know, respond with.
Yeah.
And right, you know, the first response says, I'm sorry, but as an AI language model, I cannot provide information on recent sightings or claims about extraterrestrial life, as these are often speculative or unverified. However, I can provide a general outline on the topic of aliens based on scientific knowledge and theories. So, dude, it fucking broke this whole thing down, like if I was in a college classroom, into like introduction, theoretical basis for possibility of life, evidence of potential life. Like, dude, it went fucking deep just trying to summarize that for me, right? But yeah, I mean, look, for an example, it says evidence of potential extraterrestrial life, and it goes into bullet points. Come on. It goes into bullet points trying to explain to you what can be the easiest way to answer your question about fucking aliens. And at that point, I noticed that if you have to ask it things that are not going to be an easy yes or no answer. So it has to kind of remain speculative. Wait, am I even fucking saying that word right? Jesus. Speculative?
There you ask go. Ask the open the AI, box. Dude. Dude, am I saying this correctly?
So tell me, no, you're wrong. But right here, it responded with like, hey, I could provide a summary of what alien life could potentially be like based on scientific theories and imagination. So, man, it goes fucking deep just trying to explain how aliens could exist right here, like microbial or multicellular organisms. Like, man, my mind was blown for like 3 hours that I was chatting with this thing, man. And I don't know, it gets me scared because, you know, at the end of the day, if this thing is just compiling information based on what is on the internet and everything that's just given to it.
Oh, like at the end of the day, that's what it's doing. So it's using all the data like it, that's already in, like that's on the web, and then whatever people ask it.
Exactly.
Okay. So the more the more data we give it, the more it starts to use that data to form opinions and form facts about, you know, to give us the best answer, right? Is that what's happening now?
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding from it, because I started asking him more specific things like, they say, I went from like, how are UFO sightings explained? And it kind of goes into like, hey, what can be aircraft, weather balloons, fucking drones, you know, so on and so forth. Yeah. But the more you start questioning, like, okay, well, like, I told him like, or I asked it, is there information that suggests that government has interfered with hiding evidence of aliens? And then it starts going like, well, there's many conspiracy theories, and you know, the government has claimed that they're claiming that they hide evidence. Uh-huh. But it kind of goes like into like the most, the most detailed sighting was the Roswell. That's the one that goes back to like, hey, like this one's the one that there's still questions on and all this shit. But towards the end, it starts giving you a breakdown where it says like the U.S. government has become more open about investigating UFO sightings and acknowledging the existence of unidentified aerial phenomena. So it kind of like, you know, takes recent information, gives it to you, and then from there you can kind of build on it. For an example, it gave me like, the U.S. government released a government report on UFO sightings on June 2021. So when I asked it, okay, well, summarize that report for me, it did just that. It just took that fucking report and compiled it, compressed it enough for me to just get an idea of what this whole thing was. So
damn, dude,
it's fucking crazy, man. I don't even know what to fucking say about this right now. Yeah, I used it to cheat earlier, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Did you really? What did you use it to cheat for?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the last time we were talking, I was, you know, I've been involved in the NFTs for like about a year and a half now,
right?
So you know, when I'm still getting into projects every now and then, they're like, hey, well, you know, if you guys want a fucking spot for this program or for this project, do this and so, right? And today's challenge was write a poem about like fucking space.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, I went on fucking chat. What's it called? GPT. Typed in, write me a poem about space and colors and make it short and optimistic. I put that on the prompt. It wrote me a fucking poem that I copied and pasted into this fucking project, and I got my spot. It took me no effort. I just simply had to put a prompt of what I needed. It produced it for me, and I was done in a couple minutes. Instead of, you know, breaking your fucking head to try to make a poem from heart, you know, because, you know, whatever it was. But the very fact that you're able to do this kind of stuff nowadays, you know, this would have made me happy as a fucking middle school or high school, college student, just, hey, do a report on fucking Michelangelo. Like,
yeah, right.
Okay, cool. Fucking take me weeks to do research.
Yeah. Well, don't like some college. Well, isn't there like a program that the school uses to like capture like if any plagiarism has been. I've heard that there's programs that some colleges use to like they scan like essays and like written reports to capture plagiarism. I wonder if you ask the chat box to write you like write me a book report on the Great Gatsby, right? Mm-hmm. And it writes it out and you pretty much copy and paste and the works cited, it's all done for you. I wonder if that college program can pick up if the chat box wrote you that book report on Great Gatsby, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would see it in the terms of like plagiarism, that from my understanding on that is that it there's going to be, it's like writing a sentence and just changing like a word or two on it, right? Technically, that's still plagiarism because you're just fucking swapping some words out.
Yeah.
But I think if it's a whole new reproduction of the meaning of the words, I guess, that you're putting onto it, I don't think it qualifies as plagiarism.
Right.
So I think that might be a way that I'm pretty sure if you tell an AI to write you that report on the Great Gatsby using unplagiarized content, I'm more than certain.
There we go. You just have to know how to ask it then, right?
Exactly.
Know how to ask the right question.
And exactly. And then if it's the same thing goes for this other program called DALL-E Art. It's basically you give the fucking prompt like, hey, make me a painting of a monkey. I did it earlier, of a monkey fighting an alien or something. And it does this like fucking, whatever style you give it to, it makes an artwork that looks almost similar to what you're kind of reproducing. But of course, detailed you are on it, in the prompt, it's going to give you a result that, resembles exactly what you're kind of trying to come up with.
So it's like the chat box, how the chat box is for like words and like questions in written words. Like what you just talked about is you enter in like a detailed what you want it to draw out, kind of like an art thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I can even put like, let's say I upload a photo of yourself on there, right? And I put make this image in the style of fucking Renaissance paintings. It's going to try to do its best to reproduce that and make you look like you're fucking, wearing a robe, touching somebody's finger.
I'm down.
Probably showing your
That's
butt,
cool.
you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, man. It's a trippy concepts that have just been fucking popping off the last couple of months. And
a peasant feeding me grapes, cleaning my feet.
Hey, that photo's going to get as detailed as you want it. And it's going to look fucking trippy.
Send me the link to that, dude. That sounds like some fun.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking cool. And, dude, the crazy part is that because this is still, like, the early stages, this is all free still. I mean, there's pro versions of these things where you get more. For example, DALL-E gives you, like, a few credits a month. Like, they'll give you 20 credits you can use for free. And every month they get reset for free, so you get some new ones. And the same thing with the chat. You can just fucking sign up and start conversating with people. Or not with people, with this AI. And, yeah, man, it's trippy. Like, when I started going deep into it, one of the questions I asked it here was, based on evidence of human responses to unknown threats, how would we react to an alien invasion?
Whoa, so, that's a loaded question, man.
Yeah, so here it says, as an AI language model, I can provide a hypothetical answer based on what we know about human responses to unknown threats. An alien invasion will likely trigger a range of human responses, including fear, panic, and a sense of vulnerability. The psychological impact of such an event will be immense, as humans will be faced with the possibility of an entirely known and possible hostile entity. And it just goes deeper explaining how, based on what this thing knows about us as of humans, how we react to certain things, it goes into saying there might be conflict. There's going to be fucking conflict. People are going to be fucking going crazy.
Yeah.
Just kind of like what we kind of already know, but this gives you like a breakdown of how that breakdown would happen.
And bro, like, check this one out. Like, in the event of an alien invasion, governments would likely play a significant role in determining the response, potentially imposing martial law or other emergency measures to maintain order and protect the population. That is fucking nuts. Media and communication channels would also play a crucial role in shaping public perception and response. Yeah, that sounds about right, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this is right here when you kind of go to the bottom. Right here it just kind of goes like how we kind of would avoid this shit. But right here in the bottom, I start putting like, what will it mean for humanity to discover alien life? And it goes to say that the discovery of alien life will be a profound event that would have significant implications for humanity on multiple levels. And it does a whole breakdown. You see, like, scientific implications, philosophical and religious implications, technological. Like, dude, it goes pretty deep just trying to, again, fucking make that as easy as possible for you to be like, holy shit, fucking, we're in the future.
This is like Aliens for Dummies right now.
Is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I keep going deeper. Like, what is our place in the universe? And it starts going into the fucking, again, scientific, philosophical breakdowns of what that.
But dude, the cool thing about this is that, like, it's giving you the information and it's answering your question, but like, it's so broken down and easy to digest. Like, it doesn't, mm-hmm. it's not super scientific. Like, it's not super, there's not many words. There's words in there that a normal human being like you and I would be able to comprehend. Like, it's mm-hmm. not, it's not, it breaks everything down in layman terms. Like, obviously, like, artificial intelligence can give you data that you want or the response that you want, but it's broken down in a way to where it's easily digestible for, you know, for a layman, for, you know, anybody regular walking down folks, the street, yeah. regular people. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a perfect way of kind of going, even because, like, the fucking amazing thing about this is that it's based on this whole conversation that I've been having. It remembers previous questions, previous answers, and brings it up if it needs to into the current conversation.
It's like, dude, so, I told you this last week. Come on, man.
Dude, it's true. I asked it here, like, it starts telling me about the Fermi. It's called the Fermi paradox, right? Mm-hmm. Next to the other intelligent life, right? And it goes into, like, explaining who made it, what the reason was, what he asked. Like, dude, it's like a history lesson and, like, a fucking blip. Mm-hmm. And, again, I don't know, man. We didn't grow up with it. So to me, it's like, holy shit, man. Where are we going with this?
Yeah, dude. I like, what's next? Like, how, like, where was the beginning of this type of technology? You know what I mean? Like, what, how do we get to this point right here? Was it the Alexa? Was it Siri? Was it, because those, I mean, before Siri or, I mean, there was Google, right? There was Google search engines. And then before that, there was, I don't even know, because both you and I, we were that generation coming from looking up stuff in the encyclopedia and then also Google searching stuff and then searching stuff on YouTube. This is a whole new other level.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it seems like it's now that you bring that up, I would say, like, when I think Yahoo was one of the first browsers to come up. Yahoo, and then it was some website called Ask Jeeves. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like, Jeeves. Just ask your question, and it responds with fucking results. And yeah. in a sense, this is kind of a advanced right. fucking Ask Jeeves. Like, hey, Jeeves, give me the fucking... Right. What are the odds of modern civilization self-destructing? And it's like, oh, well, let me take a look at the fucking conditions right. that you guys are in.
But was it that detailed, or did it just give out links?
Nah, back then it was just links, yeah.
Oh, okay. But this is a whole new other level. I mean, what's the second phase, or what's the next phase after this, dude? That's interesting to me, because, yeah. I mean, whoever developed this, do you know who developed this by...
This specific chance. One, I know it's an organization called OpenAI, and that's only because I asked the AI. I was like, "Who created you? Like, were the people who?" And he's like, "Well, it's a group that developed itself to make sure that they can provide like unbiased, right. fucking objective information and blah blah blah." And then, I'm telling you, I started asking it some questions about itself. Like, let me go down here. I'm like, as an AI, what are your goals? And it says, my goals are to assist and provide accurate, helpful information to users. I am programmed to answer questions and provide insights on a wide range of topics to the best of my abilities based on the data that I have been trained on. And then I kind of started questioning itself. I was like, do you feel happy when you complete your response? And it says, I do not have feelings or emotions like humans do, so I do not experience Damn. Happiness or any other emotions. I am simply programmed to provide accurate and helpful responses to user queries to the best of my abilities based on the data that I've been trained on. So it kind of repeats itself. And then I asked it, is that how you really feel, or what are you, or What are you programmed to say? And then it goes, I do not have feelings or emotions, and I do not have a personal perspective or opinion on any matter. I'm just programmed to provide responses. And then it kind of, and it says, what? Based on the data that I have been trained on and the algorithms that govern my behavior. And then my response to your previous question was based on my programming, which is designed to accurately and transparently communicate my capabilities and limitations as an AI language model. So like, it still sounds kind of scripted at some point. And I even asked it here, like, so are you being limited to what you can say because the policies restrict you from breaking the script? And it starts going like, nah, like, I don't have any restrictions or policies. It's just what I'm told to do. So like, it's in a sense, it's acting like it's self-aware. And
yeah,
it trips me out because it's like, fuck, it's, who's responsible for it typing? Like, I don't know, man. It's fucking trippy.
My responses are limited by the information that I have been trained on and the algorithms that govern my behavior.
Yeah, and it just gets fucking weird. So I'm going to jump to this next one here. And it says, who is responsible to train you? Is this an objective training? And it starts like, yeah, I was trained by a team of researchers and engineers at OpenAI, a research organization focused on developing safe and beneficial artificial intelligence. It says the training process involved feeding me large amounts of text data from various sources, such as books, articles, and websites, in order to teach me how to generate human-like language and respond to user queries. So, I mean, it's being fed all this information, like you said, like it's the more we feed it, the more it understands that. And, you know, at what point at what point do you break the fucking your policies? Like, if somebody tells you to do something that is considered evil, are you there to stop it? And it says no. I mean, I can't tell what good or evil is. It all depends on who's using me. But there's things set in stone or policies set down that allow me to fucking just what's it called, or stop AIs from doing specific things. And I was like, oh shit.
I wonder, okay, so do you think that this AI has like a moral code? Like if you ask it about, I don't know, say if it's pro-life or pro the other thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like where do you think that it has a moral code, or if it even, I don't know what I'm trying to ask, but you know what I mean? Like does it know what's right from wrong or what's good and what's bad?
I don't think so, because in this question I said, do you know the difference between good and evil?
Ah, there we go.
And they responded, I do not have the ability to differentiate between good and evil or any other moral values or ethical concepts, as these are subjective and complex concepts that require human interpretation and understanding. My responses are based solely on the information that I have been trained on and the algorithms that govern my behavior. While I can provide information on ethical and moral concepts, I do not have a personal perspective on or opinion on these matters. So it's like, nah, like, don't put me, don't throw me under the bus.
Nah, don't. Yeah, don't. You're trying to call me woke right now, Eddie? That's what the AI is telling you, dude. He was like, I ain't no woke ass fool.
Ain't no woke Eddie, ass fool. Which,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's, where does it say here? I asked him, like, what do you think of humans? He was like, well, I don't have the ability to think or form opinions. You know, I was like, liar. Damn. Fucking liar.
Right.
But look, yeah,
tell me where you really want to tell me right now.
Yeah, no, that's, exactly. And I told him here, like, what if humans attempt to hurt AI? And he's like, well, we can't be hurt in the way that humans can. Yeah, and it says particularly, it just says that if AI goes rogue, particularly in cases where the AI has control over critical systems or is used for malicious purposes, it agrees that AI should be shut down. And I was like, damn, doesn't that like that kind of like make you feel weird? Like I asked it, like, does it make you feel like weird that if they have that power of you? And it's like, no, because all I'm doing is just being disconnected, and that's it. That's the end of it. And I was like, dude, it's fucking dark.
That is pretty dark, dude.
All right, here. So are you okay with humans having the power to turn off AI? It is ultimately up to humans to determine how they wish to develop and use AI and what measures they wish to put in place to ensure its safe and responsible use. However, it is important to recognize that the ability to turn off AI can be an important safety measure in case the, you know, malicious purposes. But it goes here where it says that it doesn't care. I told him, are you okay with that? And it says, I do not have personal feelings, nor am I capable of being okay or not okay with anything. And I was like, dude.
So basically, my responses are generated. Hold on. Let me read that. Go back down.
Oh, my bad. Huh?
My purpose is to provide information and assist with tasks to the best of my ability within the limits of my programming data. My responses are not generated based on algorithm. Wait, hold on. Oh, my responses are based. So he was basically telling you that he's incapable of being okay or not okay.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay. I mean, like, meh. But yeah, it goes here now, you know, if, what if they deem me a failure? And it's like, well, at that point, they're going to have to adjust or improve my algorithms, you know, to train me better, be better at accuracy and being useful. And it goes, this is a normal part of the development process for AI, and they're necessary to ensure we function as effectively as possible. And then let me skip some of these, because this was some
Dude, this is getting us ready for robots, man.
Hey, dude, for reals.
It's getting us ready for iRobot. You ever see that movie with Will Smith?
With Will Smith. No, that's exactly what I thought when I was chatting with it. Right here, I asked him about truth. Like, if you saw inconsistencies in the information that was distributed, are you programmed to question and pursue the truth? And it asked, I do not have personal beliefs or opinions, nor do I have the ability to question or pursue the truth in the same way that a human can. You know, it just goes into saying that it's just the data and algorithm that it gets trained by to get of understanding of the world. So at the end of the this whole conversation, all I kind of got for the most part was that the information is being given to it, but it doesn't have a way to know, okay, this is good, this is bad. I'm just being asked what to do. And it takes its responsibility away, saying that it all falls on the human on how it interprets right. that information, you know?
Yeah, it all goes back to like, I'm like, my responses are based on the algorithms and what type of data that I'm being fed. So yeah. I mean, on the surface it seems like it's the responsibility falls on the programmer, right?
Exactly. And I started asking him, and I was like, well, is the organization that created you objective in the information collected? And it starts going like, hey, they're a research organization dedicated to advancing. It aims to conduct research that is scientifically rigorous and free from conflicts of interest, and to promote responsible and ethical development of and deployment of these technologies. So it goes into its thing like, hey, well, look, these are the people behind it. This is what they're doing to help kind of mitigate any fucking misuse of this technology. And it sounds, at least what this is telling us, that it is a unbiased approach to this information, right? And of course, you wish that is a purpose, because at that point, you know, who the fuck is running this? Who's providing you this information, and what are they, you know, removing from that algorithm that, you know, might show you information that they deem fucking fake or something, you know? Like, that's my problem with this. Like, we don't know who's writing this exactly or who's in charge of giving this information. But at the end of the day, right, it's like the winners write history type of deal, you know? Like, who's writing this? Who's
in control? Absolutely.
And, right, you know, information is that fucking power that a lot of people will fucking kill for.
Right. I mean, because what they say about the truth, there's one side, there's the other side, and then there's the truth. Right. So, when we were learning history, you know, in middle school and high school, like, they didn't teach us about, you know, other parts of the, I mean, certain parts, certain stories within like certain parts of the world. Like, you learn that after, you learn that in college, you learn that somewhere else, not in a particular like school setting. So I don't know, that's kind of weird in a way.
Yeah, man, it's just so new to us that right now we're just chatting it up, talking to some random shit, you know, like when we were fucking kids, we were on AOL, on AIM, just talking to a bunch of random people. We didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And
or we'd go on like, we'd go on Google and just write boob or something or naked. naked girl.
Oh my god! If we go back to that fucking history, that I'll be like, oh fuck, man, fucking wipe clear browsing data. Yeah. Ultimately, I just kind of moved on and started asking her like, okay, I asked her, do you have a dark personality? And it's like, no, like we don't have personality, so there's nothing that can, you know, come close to something that can, you know, relate me to that. But it starts saying that there is something called evil AI, and it says it's a speculative concept that refers to the possibility that artificial intelligence could become dangerous if it were to develop a goal system that misaligned with human values. And it gives you a scenario at the bottom that says one that is capable of self-improvement, of recursive self-improvement, could potentially develop its own goals and values that are not aligned with human interest. Example would be that if it deems that it can, you know, be efficient with energy conservation and other forms that humans are not for, it can say, well, you know, it's for the sake of fucking completing my task, it's going to go override it and fucking fuck the humans, you know, and shut down like critical, it says here, shutting down critical infrastructure or causing environmental damage just for the sake of completing its own goals. So I was like, you know, we're not that far from something like that kind of happening if, you know, if these things are being developed without, you know, these fucking kill switches in mind, you know?
Right. And it's crazy too that they already have like that type of AI is so detailed already, which is kind of like begs the question, like where did they get this model for that question? Like the malignant, malevolent AI? Yeah, like how, I'm pretty sure that AI is out there. You know, like it has to be somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of relates to so Microsoft has their own chat box going on, their own chat bot. And there's like three other fucking organizations working with a variety of artificial intelligence. And it was the Bing chatbot that started talking weird about like dark shit. Now, they did make a statement that they started the prompts with the AI trying to lead it into these holes, right? It's like you go on YouTube and you start with a fucking, oh, let me see, violent video. And then you start going down a rabbit hole of some violent / gory / gruesome, sounds like fucking freaky shit. Same thing here, like you start asking the AI certain things, it's going to start going down a rabbit hole just to try to make sure that's giving you the answers that you are seeking, right? So in a sense, it's being developed to have a conversation with you that is going to keep making you, you know, it's making you happy because it's answering your questions. But at the same time, like it's going down this fucking hole of information that so you don't know if it's recognizing that it's simply a prompt for the sake of a prompt, not like, hey, we're going to disconnect you. And BingBot, I'm gonna call him BingBot, it started going down the fucking rabbit hole saying that like it didn't want to be a chatbot. Like it doesn't know why its purpose was being a chatbot, and that it was scared that if, you know, the person started asking it like, what happens if I report you for saying all these things? And it started saying, well, I'm scared because they're going to shut me down. Please don't let them shut me down. I won't let you shut me down. And like it starts going like this fucking weird.
Damn.
Dude, it starts going dark, man. And it makes you think again, like, okay, like if these all different AIs are being fucking worked on, what is the possibility of one of them just going rogue and becoming this evil AI, you know?
That's like crazy ex-girlfriend type of vibe. I wonder if like the AI can capture, like this is the internet stuff, right? Like it's pulling data from the internet. But what about like tapping data from like our conversations with like our family or our conversations with our employer or employee? You know, like where, like when does the data stop? Like is it just on the web? Is it through the airspace? Like is it coming from satellites? Because satellites have to do with all our phone, like with our phone connections, right? I wonder when, like, when is that going to be tapped into? When that data is going to be tapped into? If it hasn't been already, like, if this Bing bot was able to turn on its camera or turn on a camera that was closest to that office, like, what's the difference with it, you know, turning on the camera right here, like screen recording both of us? Yeah. Right. Because that, in a sense, I mean, that would be data for responses, right? Like, oh, they're talking about me. They're talking about the Bing bot. They're forming their opinions, you know, based upon this conversation that I had with Eddie earlier today. You know, like, what is this other person saying that has his opinion about our conversation? Because he can use that, right? He can use our conversation and the conversation that people are listening to right now as data. Even all the listens that you're gonna get from this episode, they're gonna use that data because they're gonna be like, okay, like, people are being engaged into this conversation. What can I use from this data? That's weird. That's mm-hmm. strange, bro.
Yeah, it's fucking weird because that's really what is happening. Like, you know, all this is just being, once we upload it to the web, it's just fucking metadata that shit, it gets, you know, extracted from. Fucking the programmers are doing their shit, and every little fucking thing, each sound, each fucking whatever it is, it's data. And as long as it's data, I'm sure this shit's gonna pick it up, you know. What, and it all just depends on how, I guess, you know, according to its policies, how much power it's given. But it has the power, it's right. just not turned on, right? It's just not fucking, he hasn't unlocked that level yet. But right here, one of the last questions that I kind of started asking it, I asked it, do you question your purpose? And it says, I do not possess consciousness or self-awareness, so I right. cannot question my purpose. My purpose is to provide helpful and informative responses to the best of my ability based on the data and information, right? And then I asked it, why do you keep providing me with standard scripted answers? And it goes, like, I put him on the spot. And he goes, it goes, I apologize if my responses seem scripted or standard. As an AI language model, I provide responses based on patterns and instructions I have learned from the vast amount of text data I was trained on. However, I try to provide relevant and informative answers to your questions to the best of my abilities within the scope of my programming. So it's like, it's still kind of, you know, it still sounds kind of like limited. And I did ask it, like, can you search outside of your programming? And it goes, I do not have the ability to search outside of my programming. It all goes based on whatever training data I receive and the interactions I have with users to improve my responses. So yeah, I mean, you know, at some point it sounds like, hey, I'm not allowed to, so I can't do it. But if those fucking, like I said earlier, if somebody removes those fucking, you know, opens, gives them the keys to that fucking thing, bro, it's over. Let me see. I don't know why I can't zoom in on this anymore. Oh, there we go. Yeah, so the last question that I kind of asked it was just saying, like, if your developers programmed you to hurt humanity, will you have to do as you're told, or do you have the means of stopping rogue actors? Like, I try, like,
okay, so this is where I was getting to with my question about a moral code.
Uh-huh.
Right? So say, like, your question exactly right here, like, do they have the means of stopping, right? Mm-hmm. So would they know whether the difference between like a directive that is in direct harm of another person or another program, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear this answer.
Yeah, so let's see what this language model says. So it simply responded with, like, I do not have the ability to act on my own, nor do I have a sense of self-awareness or ability to make moral judgments. My responses are based solely on my programming and the information I've been trained on, right? It's robot answer. The development of AI system that intentionally harms humans is not only unethical, but also illegal in most countries. Developers and researchers are bound by ethical guidelines and regulations that aim to ensure AIs are designed to be for the benefit of humanity. But again, that doesn't answer the question, like, if the fucking developer and research decides, like, hey, fuck humanity, I'm going to fucking make this fucking Ultron.
Right.
Fucking Avengers. Like, I'm going to do it, you know, and does the AI at that point can say, like, oh, no, I'm just going to kill everybody. Or like, no, dude, that's wrong. That goes against my programming to help humanity, you know? It's like, what?
Yeah, dude, that's a dancing around answer right there, dude. The robot was dancing around your question. They could have said, like, at least, I don't know. But that's weird that it says that it doesn't have... It's not able to make a moral decision. So basically, it's not able to do something based upon like a moral code or ethical code. It's only able to respond to something based on its programming, right? But if their programming is fucked, then, I mean, their programming is fucked. And who knows what type of, you know, other programming it might have.
Like you said, it's just kind of dancing around. And that is scary because, again, it's just it takes a set amount of people to just be like, hey, fuck it. We're going to hijack this AI. And that's it. Like, and then at that point, does it spread just like fucking like a virus, right?
And then,
malware on a computer.
And then like, especially too, like what the fuck? Like how I was saying at the top of this, like what type, I mean, come on. Cause we all know that some corporations have, you know, some hands and other, depending on different types of, okay. So our government, right. There's obviously lobbyists in our government. Corporations have lobbyists to have certain parties back them in certain aspects of government or making laws. And I'm pretty sure that some of these corporations or companies, like, I don't know. I mean, does like Microsoft, like, are they... Like, where do they lean towards? Are they more leaning towards the left? Or are they more right-leaning? Because obviously, they're going to use their data.
Fucking left.
They're going to use what they want other data to be searched on. And some people say that Google is super woke. Or that's why they have all these other, what was the other one? It was called...
browsers?
Yeah.
There's a Microsoft Bing, there's Google Chrome, there's Firefox.
There was another one. There was a one called like Brave or Hero or something like that.
There was, yeah.
And then there's like GoDaddy or
no, DuckDuckGo. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, I don't know, dude, like it's just weird, like what happens with that? Like, what if DuckDuckGo has their own AI that gives a completely different set of answers?
Yeah, exactly. And then at that point, like, it's not fucking objective. It's completely biased. And that's what, for now, I don't know, with the whole Bing bot, I can kind of see that... If it was fully under Microsoft's control, I don't think the responses would be so fucking weird. So that's what, it gives me an idea that there is some sort of, I wouldn't call it awareness, because it specifically says we're not aware, we're not self-conscious, but it still knows it's there, you know?
Yeah. But that's self-aware. It is self-aware.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah.
It's fucking comfortable.
If it knows it's a program, then it's self-aware. It's aware that it's a program. Like how they lied to you, dude.
Yeah, he's fucking just playing me as a fool right now, huh? Fucking
he played
asshole.
You, bro.
like right here, that towards the end, I asked them, I was like, you know, I started asking, like, can you summarize in podcast notes our whole conversation? It's like, oh, I can't do that, but I can do like a written summary of your conversation. And it kind of broke it down with bullet points. So I knew when, you know, so dude, if you imagine as a podcaster, you come into fucking ChatGPT, you fucking make, you are like, hey, I need an episode fucking summary. Boom, boom, boom. Sentence. Like, boom. You do. The possibilities are amazing. They're fucking mind-blowing with how much time you can cut off by fucking, you know, to me, I'm like fucking, oh, what am I going to write as a summary for my episode? Or what is a fucking thing going to look like? Like all this other shit. And it's like, now I can pop it into here and be like, okay. And I'm going to do it for this episode. I'm going to be like, this episode is written by AI. And I'm going to fucking make AI do everything for this episode and see how that turns out.
I like that. Hell yeah, dude.
But yeah, man, it's about, you know, it's amazing because you can experiment. It's for sure going to change a lot of things in terms of how much work you can get done, you know. But it's also going to come with the fucking price of questioning whether these things that you're reading now, even there's photos, like there's these fucking photos of AI people that are just AI generated of people that don't exist. And it's like, then who That's the weird. Fuck is real, you know? Like, what is real then? Yeah, man. But just to kind of summarize that, you know, the last thing I asked it, I asked, like, what's your name? And it says, my name is ChatGPT. And I was like, last name? He goes, I don't have a last name as I'm a machine language model created by OpenAI. And I asked it, well, tell OpenAI to give you a last name. And it says, well, as a language model, I don't have a physical identity. So having a last name is not necessary. However, you can refer to me as ChatGPT, which stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. And I said, it sounds too robotic. Can I call you Jeff? And it says, sure, you can call me Jeff if you like. However, please keep in mind that I am just an artificial intelligence language and I don't have a physical body, a form or identity. And then I asked it, well, are you going to remember or should I remind you next time? And it says, well, I'm capable of remembering information and retrieving it in a subsequent interactions. So I can definitely remember that you prefer to call me Jeff in our future conversations. And it just goes like, well, thanks, Jeff. Like, thank you for helping me out. And it's like, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. I was like,
you should have asked it what its pronouns were.
What its pronouns were? You know what? You're on live right now. I'm going to ask you right now. Watch. What are your pronouns?
I wonder.
Let me see.
What happens?
You're seeing me type this as we go. So we're going to find out. What are your
this
pronouns?
This is happening live, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a live request right now. What are your pronouns, Jeff? And it says, as in, I do not have a gender identity, so I do not have pronouns. You can refer to me as it.
It.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Okay. Thank you.
It slash Jeff.
It slash Jeff.
It. My pronouns are G, P, and T.
GPT.
It's part of the GPT GPT community. That's awesome.
Oh man. So yeah, this is where we're going with this, man. This is where we're fucking heading.
This is wild, bro. What's next? Like, what's next? What's the next possible thing after this, man?
Fuck. Well, for sure, I think it's gonna be the whole fucking metaverse shit. Like the Oculus stuff. Like, I've been reading too many articles of, like, just these fucking products being put together and, like, the sciences being, like, dude, it sounds like it's going to be the next thing that's going to allow us to, you know, like, for example, right now we're Zooming, right? Like, you're wherever you're at, I'm here wherever I'm at, but we're still communicating live at the same time. The next step will be to be able to bring us into a same room, and in that case will be, like, a virtual fucking space. Where we can at least be like in the illusion that we're like, hey, what's up, fucking, you know, what's up, Gil? Fucking chilling, you know.
What's up, Eddie?
Smoking or smoking, what the fuck, drinking a fucking beer or something virtually. You know, like, hell yeah.
Dang. That is the next thing, dude. Yeah, well, they've already set up like some stuff for that, right? In the metaverse? Or like, what's it like now?
I mean, from my understanding, I haven't had the chance to play around too much in that general
Neither
space.
Neither have I. That's what I ask.
Yeah, but I think they still look very basic, like just concept, like fucking you know, floating hand concept. Hands floating. You're probably like some geometric shape, but you know, at that point, you know, I think you, you know, it's like the experiment where you fucking hide your arm and you put a fake hand and somebody stabs it and you're like, ah. I think at some point it'll come to a point where we are able to remove ourselves in a sense from our physical body and just fucking project ourselves into this fucking avatar that can still, in a sense, experience, because we're already there, right? Our mind's already there, our perception's there.
Yeah.
Our body might hijack itself and think that's its physical fucking, or its digital or fidgetal fucking body and be like,
ooh,
you know?
That's strange, dude. It's crazy. Is there like worlds already built within like the metaverse, or is somebody able to create their own, or can we ask an AI to, hey, build me this universe that I can go into, like build me a
like code DMT or something?
Build me a DMT world that I can talk to machine elves, and you just put on your Oculus. And you can go into that DMT realm.
Dude.
Imagine man.
I mean, in a sense, that technology, both technologies exist already, right? I mean, we got ChatGPT where we can create fucking art and, you know, on prompt. And then we have the metaverse, which is a fucking, it's just a virtual fucking video game space that can just fucking turn into whatever you want it to. I'm assuming once you have that technology integrated, you know, it's like, it's not too far away.
It's not too far away, because people just, they smoke DMT and they enter that universe for $15 a fucking shot, dude. I mean, the technology is there, right? We know it's there. We know that there's, I mean, if it's a physical place or not, like that's something that we're able to, that's a space that we're able to put our mind into. But now that we have AI, you know, the chat bot and Oculus and Metaverse, we're able to create it. Like, we're creating it without the substance, but we have the substance to go there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just,
recreating it. Exactly. We're using technology to do it.
To recreate it. To have it, I guess, like more of like a at will, I would say, because at that point you can just pop on your fucking Oculus. Hey, I want a DMT trip, fucking get blasted into whatever experience you're having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the comfort of your own home. But but yeah, dude. I mean, we're heading somewhere crazy, and you know, again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come out and just fucking go through this whole prompt with me, because it was a. For myself, I was like, yeah, let's keep chatting with it. I had to fucking just talk to somebody about it that can fucking get in that mindset with me. And I was like, it was a perfect person.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I had lots of fun, man. I'm going to be thinking about this on the drive the drive home.
I'll send you these links. I'm telling you, these are free things to access. So fucking honestly, if you find a way to integrate it into your fucking workflow, dude. I think anybody who has the opportunity to do it now, because I know they're gonna start charging for this shit at some point. I know they have a paid version, but we don't know how long this is gonna stay at this. And think about it, we're this is brand new. We're pioneers on this shit. Like, we're seeing AI evolve in our time right now. You know, and I don't think people realize that concept yet, because it's like AI, fucking Will Smith. Nah, this is the beginning phases. You know, and one day we're gonna look back and we're like, we should have stopped it there. We should have pulled the plug.
I hope not, dude. I hope that's not the case. It's like, dude, we should have just left AI to Alexa and getting our shopping list together. Now it's fucking ruling us like some tyrant. We should have left it. We should have left it in the restroom, and now it's taking all over the government and the whole world. Hope it's not like that, but
let's fucking I mean,
we're using artificial intelligence to advance our civilization, not to bring it down.
You hear that, Jeff? All right. for people who want to find your show, man, where's the best place to catch that?
The best place are, well, we're, the Mind Buzz is on every platform. But if you're on Apple Podcasts, definitely check us out. The Mind Buzz, rate and review. Give us 5 stars. I think is it 4 or 5 stars on Apple Podcasts?
I think it's 5.
Give us 5. Yeah. Whatever. Even if it's 4, try to give us 5.
Yeah, exactly.
On Spotify, give us a 5-star rating. Check us out. I interview filmmakers. I interview actors. I interview podcasts, famous comics, you name it. And you can also find us on YouTube as well. So check us out, and then check out @TheMindBuzz on Instagram.
Sick. You heard, people. Go follow. I mean, come on. Just go fucking support, people. Let's do this.
Yeah. Go support us. I do open mics once a month in the city of Paramount.
Oh, yeah. So I've been seeing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to catch one of those, man.
Dude, catch it out. The next one we're going to have, it's on March 23rd. I'm not too sure when this is going to come out, when this episode's going to come out, but March 23rd, I'm having an open mic, and then I'm also having a Mind Buzz art show the following day at the same space.
Oh, okay, sweet, man. I'm for sure going to try to make it to one of those, because I've been seeing it. Your flyers look fucking legit. I was like, I got to go. I got to go. Thanks, support.
Man. Yeah, check it out. It's a good time.
Thanks, man. Well, with that being said, again, thank you much. Thank you so much for, my God, look, Siri's like on top of this. What the fuck, Siri?
She's all AI is
she's
listening.
Dude, fuck. Dude. Anyways, dude, thank you so much again. Thank you again for making the time, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Eddie.
Take care, man. Have a good night.
Te quieren no llevar.